Eno, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get to the real stuff, Eno, what is the best dance song for you that would get Eno onto the dance floor instantly?
I think it would have to be Michael Jackson, something from Michael Jackson, something like "Want to Be Starting Something."
Okay,
start something.
Even singing it, I like it. That's fantastic. Hey, yeah, because of course, if you're dancing, you might as well be singing. Who isn't? It's excellent. Let's get some things that, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays have had a pretty good season here, and you know they were close, and now you know they're 3-7 in their last 10. They just can't seem to get everything together. Their hitting was great early, then they went out and acquired some pitching. Now their hitting's gone cold. Their pitching's gone cold. What's gone wrong with the Jays here in the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, it's one thing. I had this number called stuff, and I was looking at it for bullpens over the last month. And surprisingly, the Blue Jays were second overall in the big leagues in stuff. But once you look at results, it's kind of clear that they've been a little wild. So I think the command's gone missing for some of their relievers. It's part of why they let Tyler Chatwood go, I think. And that's something that can come and go. I think it could come back. But I also believe in this. I also believe in this team offensively. It is interesting to see Vladimir Guerrero's ground ball rate come back, though.
Yeah, you know, Vladdy has. You know, he was out of this world and has slowed down. Is there something other than the ground ball rate, or is it the way that people are now maybe approaching and pitching at him is different?
Yeah, I think the league adjusted. He adjusted the league, and now the league is adjusting back to him. The good news is that he has made this big adjustment, so I feel like he can make the next adjustment that needs to be made. But the good news is he hits the ball so dang hard that even when he's hitting a few too many ground balls, some of those will be lasers through the infield. Some of those will turn into doubles anyway, and that's have patience, hit ball hard. That's a really great foundation.
Yeah, very simple, but also very effective. Now, you've been covering baseball for quite a while, and we've never seen – I know I was looking at the numbers. I was comparing Babe Ruth, and Babe Ruth had one season where, you know, hit very well, had 29 home runs, had 15 starts as a pitcher, which is pretty good. But you look at what Shohei Ohtani's doing. It's unlike anything in a single season we've ever seen before. And I'm not sure we'll ever see it again. Like, how amazed are you by the success he's having, not only at the plate, but on the mound?
Yeah, and I can't pretend that I saw all of it coming. The thing that makes, I think, what he's doing different than what Babe Ruth did is today's athlete is designed especially to do things in short bursts. If you think about even starting pitchers now, you know, come in here, throw as hard as you can for five innings and get out of here, you know, like, and especially relievers, everyone's throwing as close as they can to their maximum. Hitters are swinging as hard as they can so they can hit homers as often as possible. And so to have a guy come into this baseball, this Major League Baseball, and where everyone's doing everything as hard as they can all the time, and he does everything harder than everybody. I mean, here's a guy who can hit the ball 110 and can throw the ball 100. And so, you know, at times I saw the little bit of a lack of command early on, I thought he's going to have a hard time refining, doing that little extra refining that a full-time hitter would do or a full-time pitcher would do. And maybe the jury's still out a little bit. I know he's having such a great season, it's sort of hard to believe this, but like his command isn't amazing. He strikes out a fair amount at the plate. But if he does continue to improve those things, he could actually be better at both things. So you could actually see a better season than this. So I'm just really amazed by it all. It's something I never thought I'd see.
Amazing talent as well, you know, for sure on both, you know, pitching and batting. But you know, long term, where do you think the Angels and he will head? What direction will they go in?
I think that if the command doesn't get a lot better, I think he may see different sort of results as a pitcher. And even this year, we've seen some fluctuation in his velocity, and we've seen sort of the injuries come and go. So I could see him having a relatively short career as a starting pitcher. I kind of doubt he's going to end up like Zach Greinke, where he's, you know, still excellent at 39 years old as a starting pitcher. So I think, I don't know if this will be with the Angels. I don't know what kind of extension he'll get, But I think as he trends over time, I think he'll trend towards being kind of a shutdown reliever that also plays in the field.
Which is still pretty amazing. I saw the, an article saying maybe the leaning towards potentially being a closer. So I can see all that. And so he is only 27. Like even if he does it for 3 years, like 3 years of doing both would be amazing.
No, I could see him getting to like 100 wins, 110 wins or something, and that would be 4 or 5 years of continued excellence. I guess that'd be maybe more than that, but I could see him outside chance of 100 wins and like 400, 500 homers. It's hard to like 500 homers. Look at Miguel Cabrera, right? Like, that guy played forever. He's like 40 or 41, and he just got to 500 homers. So I think, a really successful career would hit for him might be, it might sound not so amazing in the when you put him next to Hall of Famers, but I think it would still be Hall of Fame if he got to 100 wins and like 350 homers. That would be something that hadn't been done since Babe Ruth and would be really impressive.
You know, one of the teams that the Blue Jays are competing with for most likely now the wild card spot are Seattle Mariners. They've heated up. Are you a believer in this team?
It's funny, the Mariners. They don't have a good run differential, but last night their manager said, we have a stat, instead of run differential, we call it fun differential. they're getting lucky. I would say they're getting lucky. They've won a lot of one-run games, and some of that luck has turned on them. And I would say that, there are a couple pieces short. Some of those pieces are coming, so I think that they're going in the right direction. Like Julio Rodriguez is very exciting. They've got a couple other really exciting young bats that are coming up and arms. But this year, I think I would say they'll fall short. I think I've been watching the A's a lot out here. So if you're kind of circling around this wild card race, I think it will come down to the Yankees and Blue Jays and Red Sox really fighting it out for two spots.
Zaras joins us. National beat reporter covering the Major League Baseball for The Athletic. And, a story came out, I think it was Yahoo Sports, talking about some prototypes of pre-tacked baseballs to get players' feedback on, because a lot of the pitchers were suggesting that the slippery balls has led to an increase in them having to get, sticky stuff on it. I don't know if that's true or not. That's always been part of baseball, but definitely they have been a little slicker. What do you make of the constant change? Like, why has baseball, what's with the fascination of always having to change the ball all the time? Like, why can't they just get one set one and just make those and stay with it year after year?
I 100% feel you, but I also recently watched video of them making the ball in Costa Rica. Okay. And I was like, oh, that's why. I mean, it's handmade. it's human beings. So I think that there's a certain amount of error that comes with, just sourcing different materials, teaching all these human beings these different processes. There's just going to be some human error involved. So I think that's part of the story. The people making the balls are forever trying to make them more efficiently to make more money. They're a company. So they're making changes. So that's part of the story. But really, I blame the sticky stuff on the rise of the machine. Terminator style, but, Rap Soto, Edgertronic, all these things that the players are pitching in front of. Even now, I was just talking to a scout and he said it's difficult scouting kids right now because they're all using sticky stuff. And the reason they're all using sticky stuff is their high school, their college, the place they train at has a Rap Soto, and the Rap Soto can tell you, hey, if you put this on, you get 200 RPM. And from talking to people, from social media, from Saras' articles, that RPM is good and will increase your fastball efficacy, will make your fastball better. So you're just like, okay, well, nobody at my high school is going to bust me for doing this. And so it just starts bubbling up. So, right now it's very difficult to scout in college and high school because all the kids, we don't want to say throw all the kids under the bus, but a lot of kids are using Pine Tar, using Spire Tech, using Pelican Grip or whatever it is. And so, I think that a new ball could be helpful, but I also think that you might see people who put Pine Tar on their fingers and have the tacky ball because they still get another extra 100 RPM on it. So, I recently wrote about this, spin is coming back. There are people You can see some people who've added 200 RPM after they lost it for a little bit after the enforcement. You can see people changing it up from inning to inning, having big inning to inning splits where after they get checked, their RPM goes up the next inning. So it's coming back, and I likened it to like ant season. Here in California, the ants are always coming after your food. You always have to try and do it. But at some point, you're just like, the ants are always going to be here. I got to do the best I can, and there's going to be some ants, and then we got to move forward.
So, you know, Saras, Major League Baseball columnist with The Athletic. On kind of the other side of the spectrum, a team that's struggling, San Diego. You know, they've just fallen off the map lately. Where is the blame to be assigned with this group?
I don't ever call for anyone to lose their job, but I don't think that it was actually necessarily the pitching coach's fault there. But I do think the pitching program in general is where they should be looking. One of the things that the Dodgers do that the Padres have had trouble with is produce relievers internally, produce starting pitchers internally, so that when their guys like Clayton Kershaw go down, they've got another guy. You know, this year they had Tony Gonsolin and Dustin May go down. Those were amazing sixth and seventh starters. Well, they found Josiah Gray. They traded him away. They found Andre Jackson. You know, they have a really good pitching development program, and they're producing relievers. They're producing starting pitchers. And right now in San Diego, their starting pitchers are getting hurt. Their relievers are getting tired, and they're not being able to sort of bring in the internal replacements.
And last one, you know, as we get into the final month of the season down the stretch, some interesting playoff races. But you look at the team, you know, Tampa Bay, of course, 78 wins. Milwaukee has 77 wins. The Giants, of course, lead with 81, and the Dodgers 79 right in there. Is there a team you like the best today? If so, who and why?
All the projections say it's going to be the Dodgers, and the projections say the Dodgers, the Giants are going to fall back. But for some reason, you're hearing like Clayton Kershaw, will he get stretched out to be a starter? I don't know. You know, there's a little whiff of oldness around the Dodgers, but they seem gettable in a way that they haven't in the past. The Giants right now, they've lost a lot of guys to injury, and now they're coming back. Longoria is going to be back in 10 days. Crawford's been healthy all year. Belt's back now. Posey's healthy. They're coaching the heck out of that squad. I think it might actually be the Giants with the best record in the National League. I'm really surprised by it, but I think it might be them.
Awesome. Eno, always great to catch up with you, man. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the stretch run, and we'll talk to you closer to the playoffs.
All right. Thanks for having me.